HarperCollins presents The Binding by Bridget Collins. Read by Carl Prekop. Part 1. Chapter 1. When the letter came, I was out in the fields, binding up my last sheaf of wheat with hands that were shaking so much I could hardly tie the knot. It was my fault we'd had to do it the old-fashioned way, and I'd be damned if I was going to give up now. I had battled through the heat of the afternoon, blinking away the patches of darkness that flickered at the sides of my vision. And now it was nightfall, and I was almost finished. The others had left when the sun set, calling goodbyes over their shoulders, and I was glad. At least now I was alone and didn't have to pretend I could work at the same pace as them. I kept going, trying not to think about how easy it would have been with the reaping machine. I'd been too ill to check the machinery. Not that I remembered much. Between the flashes of lucidity, the summer was nothing but echoes and ghosts and dark, aching gaps. And no one else had thought to do it either. Every day, I stumbled on some chore that hadn't been done. Pa had done his best, but he couldn't do everything. Because of me, we'd be behind all year. I pulled the stems tight round the waist of the sheaf and stacked it against the others. Done. I could go home now. But there were shadows, pulsing and spinning around me, deeper than the blue-violet dusk, and my knees were trembling. I dropped into a crouch, catching my breath at the pain in my bones. Better than it had been. Better than the splintery, sickening spasms that had come unpredictably for months. But still, I felt as brittle as an old man. I clenched my jaw. I was so weak, I wanted to cry, but I wasn't going to. I'd die first, even if the only eye on me was the full, fat, harvest moon. Emmett? Emmett? It was only Alta, winding away through the stooks towards me. But I pushed myself to my feet and tried to blink the giddiness away. Above me, the sparse stars slid one way and then the other. I cleared my throat. Here.
Why didn't you get one of the others to finish?
Ma was worried when they came back down the lane and you weren't with... She didn't need to be worried. I'm not a child. My thumb was bleeding where a sharp stalk had pierced the skin. The blood tasted of dust and fever. Alta hesitated. A year ago, I'd been as strong as any of them. Now she was looking at me with her head on one side, as if I was younger than she was.
No, but...
I wanted to watch the moon rise.
Of course you did.
The twilight softened her features, but I could still see the shrewdness in her gaze.
We can't make you rest if you don't care about getting well.
You sound like her, like Ma.
Because she's right. You can't expect to snap back as if nothing's happened, not when you were as ill as you were.
Ill. As if I'd been languishing in bed with a cough, or vomiting, or covered with pustules. Even through the haze of nightmares, I could remember more than they realised. I knew about the screaming, and the hallucinations, the days when I couldn't stop crying, or didn't know who anyone was. The night when I broke the window with my bare hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?